It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Strange how God made the world, or not the actual creation, but the way in which He made us human beings. He implanted within all of us, you know, the desire to love and to be loved, to appreciate and be appreciated. And some of the grandest moments of our lives are when we are reminded that we are loved and appreciated. Once I received in the mail a letter from a couple who live in Amargordo, New Mexico. It was a rather short letter, probably taking the writer a couple of minutes to write. But the good it did me was measureless. May I share it with you? "We'd like you to know," it began, "how very much whatsoever things written by you and published in our Star Shopper means to us. We look forward to it each week and always enclose it in a letter to someone. May God continue to bless your work for him." Well, a couple of days later, another small note came in the mail. This one was from Deltaville, Virginia. Using the title of one of my recent newspaper articles, the writer had written a single line which made me humble and thankful. "Your articles," the writer wrote, "stir up my hope." All of us have this desire, don't we? Every one of us appreciates appreciation. We like a little flattery occasionally, even if we know it isn't true. And when someone says something to us which compliments something we have done, it lifts our hearts beyond expression. Why we humans fail to use this wonderful power, which costs nothing and buys everything, is hard to understand. It has the power to heal our hurts, find us friends, and build up brotherhood. The world is waiting to open its doors to anyone who will live this way. To those who can find compliment instead of condemnation, to those who can find friends instead of fault, to those who look for the best instead of the bad, the world literally opens its doors and says, "Welcome." The person who can develop this way of living will never be in want, never go hungry, never be alone. People will absolutely stand at their door begging for their companionship. Now, where does one acquire this way of living? Why, from the Galilean, of course. For isn't it He who teaches us to look for the good? Isn't it He who causes us to forget our stinginess and selfishness? Isn't it He who teaches us to lose ourselves so that we may find ourselves? So I guess that if we are interested in finding life to be this way, we have to be willing to follow His way. Many of us are willing to take this approach when dealing with our friends. Few of us are willing to do it when we deal with our enemies. It's a real shame, too, for we could get rid of our enemies by living this way. Don't we get rid of our enemies when we make them our friends? It's true. Little things mean a lot, especially expressed appreciation.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.